This is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, with reason number 12 why you want to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, today's podcast. Reason number 12, when you're cleaning the house and you have to go behind the couch and underneath the bed, you can't see the television. You might as well put on the headphones and listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. If you need a good reason to go to the River Bandits game, we have the best steak and cheese sandwiches in all of the Quad Cities. Come by and now enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
Hey, welcome, 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 everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, the man who now comes over to my house and leaves work boots on my porch is Darren.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
They put you today at work. You had to take a bulldozer to work.
I didn't take it to work. They had a bulldozer at work.
They bulldozed you into the stadium.
Yes, and what a mess.
Well, the inside... I'll be very clear.
What a hole they left, and there's water everywhere.
The park is in perfect condition.
It is.
It's just the outside that's the issue.
That's a lot of water down there. So, yeah. Yes, they put me in the scoop, or what's the name for that?
Like the little digger thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
So I just kind of...
So you rode in that?
Yeah.
Like, did you sit down in it? Were, like, your legs hanging off the side?
Well, I did, but then someone who was already inside was like, stand up. You need to stand up and hang on because it's going to get bumpy.
Oh, no. Oh, that's great. So you're sitting in it like a little kid. All right, take me to my place. Damn it, Darren, stand up.
Stand up like a human being and hang on.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to get a little rough.
And did it?
It was a little choppy, but...
I know Canadian Pacific right now has the railroad tracks 20 inches higher than they're supposed to be.
Can't see those.
Because they're underwater.
The water's higher than that.
Oh, no. No kidding.
So, but we got in there and got some stuff accomplished, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow.
And eventually the water will subside.
That's what they say.
Yeah. We don't know when, but eventually the water will...
Right,
will,
because I don't know these people that predict the crests and all this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they're any better than meteorologists. Well, meteorologists are 50-50?
They are actually meteorologists, people who predict crests. It's okay.
It's the same
field.
All right, well, then there you go.
It's the exact same science.
If it's the same people, enough said.
It is, in fact, the same people.
Enough said. If that's the case, then this is my thought process. The water will go down when the water goes down.
It was 76 degrees yesterday. I'm supposed to have some mandatory training for my work, and they canceled it because of a snow event that's happening upriver. They're going to get like 15 inches of snow in the Twin Cities tomorrow.
Yes, we're not.
We're going to be just pounded with rain,
yeah.
Which is good. The farmers need the rain.
Yeah, they need the rain.
Yeah, they don't. Actually, they don't want any more rain.
So, they can't find their cows as it is. Is that my cow?
I think if you see it,
make sure you take a picture of all your cows before the rain starts so that you can say that's my cow.
Yeah. Do they brand cows anymore? I think they put the tags in
probably
the ears.
Probably not.
They put tags in their ears so you know whose cow is whose.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Someone does somewhere. Probably in the great state of Texas.
Mm. Band of toddlers found wandering on a highway after escaping from daycare. This happened in Prairieville, Louisiana. The Louisiana Daycare Center. They'll take your license away when four toddlers get loose and are wandering on a highway.
Although, if you're walking the streets and all of a sudden you see four toddlers, you're thinking, uh-oh, what is this about?
What kind of Ocean's 11 for kids is this?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, Louisiana.
I'm going to put my wallet in my front pocket.
Louisiana Department of Education.
Their little tiny fists of fury. Who knows what's going to happen?
And they have revoked the license of the Color Wheel Learning Center in Prairieville, Louisiana, after getting a report about children wandering on the highway.
Did you see when I stripped down all the bruises from the waist down? There was barely a spot where there wasn't a bruise.
These were one-year-old kids who got out of a play yard and ended up outside of the fence wandering by the highway. A passerby spotted the kids, stopped, gathered the kids, and returned them to the daycare. What was the explanation? What did the daycare center have for an explanation? They offered no explanation. Huh. Well, that's the darndest thing.
All right, so if there's 4 1-year-olds...
Yeah.
And they all make a break for it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ringleader.
Oh, absolutely.
There was one.
And I wonder if it was the same kid who, in October, at this same daycare, there was an incident when a one-year-old opened a gate and wound up wandering in the parking lot.
Yeah, I would take a look at that one.
I would say keep an eye on these kids just in general. You know what I'm saying? Because...
Well, isn't that the agreement that you have?
Are these kids on probation, a permanent record?
If you're taking your one-year-old
somewhere,
isn't the idea you'll watch them?
That is the deal you make when you take your kids to daycare.
I thought so.
Yeah, the idea is that your children won't be wandering literally on the streets. The color wheel now is going to probably lose their license, and the center is effectively closed, they say. Yeah, that is the absolute agreement you make when you pay people to watch your children. Keep my kids from wandering on the streets, please.
That's what I thought.
Meanwhile, a story here in Florida I know you'll enjoy, if you'll allow it. This comes to us from, again, America's Wang. Guy is accused of shoplifting from a Florida Kmart.
Florida!
What's left in a Florida Kmart?
Well,
they can't be restocking, can they be?
This is... You ask the good questions.
What is there to take?
Andrew Lippi is 59 years old. He's accused of shoplifting $300 worth of goods there.
That's all they had left.
This is a guy on Saturday who got in trouble, arrested for shoplifting at the Kmart. And yeah, I mean, the indignity, if you still are hanging on to a gig at a Kmart, and somebody's going to come in and steal from you at Kmart right now, I mean, that's just, what are you doing, man? Come on. We can't afford for people to be stealing things.
We don't reorder stuff anymore.
No.
They took the blue light.
Andrew Lippi, accused of stealing $300 worth of household goods from a Kmart in Key West, where police say he had purchased various items between March 30th and April 4th and then replaced them with cheaper items and returned them for a refund. Now, he's a guy who is well known down there in Key West, because earlier last week, he purchased Thompson Island for $8 million.
Nice.
This guy just bought an island for $8 million.
Well, because of the savings.
This is the thing about rich people.
Yes.
They're rich because they don't spend money.
Not their own money.
No. This guy owns a 12-bedroom resort compound on Key West that MTV used to film a season of The Real World back in 2006. Now, that's a property you can rent on Airbnb for $1,800 a night. And yet, he feels the need to go to a Kmart and steal LED light bulbs and a $55 Hamilton Beach coffee maker.
Well,
which he replaced with a much older coffee maker and then returned for a full refund. He bought a $150 Keurig coffee machine, returned it, and then got a full refund a day later. Kmart employees notified the store's loss prevention officer after realizing the coffee machine box contained not a Keurig basketball like it was supposed to, but instead, a basketball.
Call it a hobby if you'd like. Everybody needs something.
He says that, look, when I deny stealing this stuff. When asked about
then
the Keurig coffee machine being
stuff?
Replaced by a basketball, he said, look, the clerk should have realized there was no coffee machine by the weight of the box. That's on you. How did you not know there wasn't a Keurig in there? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to my $8 million island I bought last week. He got called by the Miami Herald, and his response was this, quote, it's very complicated, and I'd rather not get into this. I will say this. The way it was handled by the Key West Police and the Monroe County Sheriff's Department was wonderful. Some of the finest people I've ever dealt with.
Not that complicated.
Grand theft charges now.
Pretty sure we can figure this out.
Multimillionaire stealing from a Kmart in Key West.
I'd like to stay a multimillionaire.
Well, that is
my goal.
That's one way of doing it, I guess. What if he made his entire fortune stealing from Kmart? What if he's the reason Kmart's going out of business?
He's not helping.
You want to get into the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. They're celebrating 25 years of fear. Isn't that something? And they're presenting Easter Mayhem one weekend only. And that weekend is finally here. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15. VIP 20. Tickets available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem which is an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims.
I mean, there's nothing to do for Easter, and now there is.
Yes.
They've made it a cool thing that you can go and do.
Yes.
Just throwing that
out. This weekend only, so don't miss it. April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Sean Flynn's photography is going to be there with a free photo booth. And then be listening for this. Because coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt.
Ooh.
Factory of Fear celebrating.
Is it Yankee Doodle Deadly?
Oh, I will suggest that. That's pretty good.
That's what I do, Darren. I am an idea man.
Factory of Fear celebrating
Yankee Doodle Deadly.
All I know is some of the ghouls there
mm-hmm.
going to be hotter in hell.
It's true.
Gonna be. They might be.
It's true.
They might be a little cranky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's an air conditioned space.
I don't know that it is either. Factory of Fear celebrating 25 years of fear presents Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport.
See if you can escape Uncle Sam I Am.
Home of the
Yankee Doodle Deadly.
Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their cheese sub. Choose any combination of provolone, white American, or Swiss cheese. Try their vegetarian sandwiches as well, including veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger. All delicious at Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I have audio of a young lady enjoying a Capriati's sandwich.
Okay.
We go now live to Capriati's so you can hear what it sounds like.
James has got her all mic'd up.
Yes. Is this feeling
something real? Number one.
That's what it sounds like in your head.
Satisfaction, yes.
Last week on the podcast, I'm not sure if it was the last episode we did or the one before that, but do you remember the story? It wasn't that long ago. There was a baseball coach in Utah, and the fields were wet.
Yes.
And the baseball coach decided, I'm going to get 25 gallons of gasoline.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dump it all over the field.
And burn off this water.
And burn the water off. And instead what happened was that the parents were complaining about the smell of gas, and now it's an environmental hazard. And now no one's using the field. Instead of just letting the giant ball...
Made its way to the water table.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of letting the thermonuclear reaction in the center of our solar system take care of it, you decided you were going to be some sort of genius and pour gasoline all over the baseball field. So that happened last week in Utah. Over the weekend, it happened again in Connecticut. Same exact story. This happened in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Police investigating who it was that dumped gasoline on fire at the Kuchuchi field.
I think I know who did it.
Saturday morning. The town of Ridgefield now beginning its costly cleanup process. 6 to 8 inches of gas-soaked soil had to be excavated from the infield Saturday night into Sunday
afternoon.
Anybody
want to fess up to this one?
They say the damage is about $50,000.
Can we say now, after these two incidents, this doesn't work?
Pouring 25 gallons of gasoline onto the home field does not work. Now, who did it? They're keeping quiet. But the chief of police
says...
they're
trying to protect somebody.
Well, but this is the thing. Are they? Because according to the police there, people are being mum on who was responsible for pouring the 25 gallons of gasoline out of the home field at Ridgefield High.
Uh-huh.
But 75 to 100 people witnessed the incident, many of them recording it on their cell phones. So
Are keeping quiet?
They've collected quite a bit of evidence. Whether or not someone gets charged now is up to the cops. But there's no lack of witnesses, and yeah, someone's going to say who did what. The team was scheduled to take on Amity on Saturday. Parents from both sides showed up and noticed the field was soggy. The base path was wet, and it was evident they'd have to relocate or cancel because of the conditions when someone had the idea to put gas on the surface and then let it burn to dry up the water and make the field playable. This is, again, a very, very stupid idea.
So what do you
idea.
Think? They're like maybe protecting the town idiot?
I know that the Utah story, it was the baseball coach who did it.
That we know.
We don't know right now who did this in Connecticut.
Village
and
idiot.
I don't know if the person that did it in Connecticut was listening to our podcast. It was like, you know, I seem to remember something about gasoline getting rid of the fire. I don't know.
That's it, not what we said.
This just seems like an incredibly stupid story to have happened twice in the space of a couple of days, one in Utah and one again in Connecticut. Will there be a third
strange coincidence
baseball team to do this? Because, listen, we're all dealing with wet conditions. If someone else does this, now it's a trend. Now it's the summer of the gasoline ballpark. Right? How about we pour some gasoline on things?
I heard that works. No, that's not what we said.
Two.
Dave and Darren said it would be a good idea. Uh-huh. I thought.
I just listened to that thing in pieces.
I got a lot going on.
I got to, I should really pay attention to more of what they're really saying. It's just background noise to me.
Someone has invented something they call the scoot ski. The scoot ski is a jet ski that has been modified to drive on land.
On snow?
No.
Just land?
On dry land, on concrete, on asphalt. It's California, man.
There are a lot of sparks.
Customized.
We have not perfected that yet. We admit to a lot of sparking.
Nick Stemple. This is the scoot ski.
Fish out of water. One California man says he gets plenty of confused looks when he drives his custom scooter around town because it looks like it belongs
because of
in
all the sparks.
Ocean. Marie Edinger has the story.
Now, do not drive your scoot ski on the baseball fields in Utah or Connecticut.
No.
It ends badly for everyone.
Temple says his buddy made something similar to Scootski first.
He built his, and I was just like, that's freaking sweet, and I had to have one.
And now that Stemple has his...
This is a guy, I'm just going to paint a picture for you in your mind, all right? He's a guy with, like, the dad bod build, the hat on backwards, and you know he's rocking the cargo shorts. All right?
Okay.
Just
own a Scootski. He says he's never going back.
I love this thing. I've gotten rid of my other motorcycles, and I ride this every single day.
So
now, I will say this about the Scootski.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story, I think it was over the weekend.
Where
in
are you
Michigan.
Allowed to drive this?
Well, I think it's street legal.
How is that possible?
When he drives by, every time he drives by in the story, in the video,
he gets flipped off?
No, he's giving the camera the hang loose sign.
Okay.
Because of course he is. This is a guy, I'm telling you, this guy has the Smash Mouth box set. Uh-huh. I guarantee it.
What is it? Stemple says he got a Honda Elite scooter off Craigslist. His friend had the jet ski, and after about 2 months of work, he had Scootski.
Wait a minute. He took something from the friend just because... Yeah, I stole that from my friend.
Yeah, man.
He had that. I didn't need to go buy that because he had that already.
Hang loose.
I'll just take that.
Does that thing float on water? And I always say, no, there's a huge hole at the bottom of it.
Scootski goes up to about 70 miles an hour and gets around 30 or 40 miles to the gallon. And Stemple says he rides the thing anywhere and everywhere, even the highway.
It's just like putting a body kit on your car.
The California Department of Motor Vehicles says you can't take any vehicle with less than a 150cc motor size onto the highway. But the Honda Elite engine that powers Scootski is 250cc's. So Stemple is good to go.
Now he's doing wheels.
So he gets 30
jet ski scoot ski
30 miles to the gallon. You mean like a car?
Yeah, it's like essentially. How do I make a Honda scooter look more toolish?
How am I going to get killed because people can't see me?
The thing I love about it is honestly just like how people are with you. You get like people, you know, probably just having like the worst day ever, and then they just see a jet ski going down the road, and they just have the biggest smile ever.
No. No. The worst day ever, that sounds right.
If I were sitting at a red light having the worst day ever and some jackass came up next to me in a jet ski, I don't like to think about what I would do. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think I'd smile. I think that would be the thing that pushed me over the edge.
Listen, I don't do nice things to people who hold signs. What do you think I'm going to do to people who think they have a message on a sign, I don't do well with. How do you think it's gonna happen?
Hey brother, I'm just here to make your day in my comically hilarious scoot ski.
My guess is you're not off to work, huh?
It doesn't look like it.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Spring has sprung and love is in the air, and their bridal sale is going on right now. So if you're looking for that engagement ring, check out what they have to offer. They have engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in, and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, starting at 10 a.m. When you're there, please mention Nacho Radio for a couple different reasons. First of all, if you mention us during when you make a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And through April 15th, tax day, if you mention Nacho Radio, you will not pay any state sales tax on your purchase. That is happening at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, again, in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America.
It's very tasty.
If you are interested, now that the weather's getting better, in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, for a place of business or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
Number three. Well, if you're a fan of the Hallmark Channel's Christmas movies, they want you to know that they are working hard. It's not even Easter.
Are they starting to air them now?
They are going to air a record-breaking 40 brand new Christmas movies this year.
Not with Lori Loughlin in it.
No, she won't be.
Unless they've already cut some additional footage.
No.
She's
been disinvited. Yes. Hallmark Channel making 40 new, brand new Christmas movies. They probably already have at least 40 of these damn things, right? And it's all the same movie. This woman who's got a very busy life
is coming back home.
Goes to a small town.
Her hometown.
Her hometown. Or usually it's like she's been assigned, she works at some big job in New York and she's very busy. She doesn't have time for love. And then she goes to the small town and some hunk who's recently widowed with a kid, and they have a Christmas.
Whose wife is mysteriously dead.
Yes.
And there's a real long, she finds out there's a trail of scattered bodies.
This is a, you know, you make a great point. This is now, all of these tropes are, I think, ripe for some sort of horror movie.
Sure.
Where it's a Christmas murder movie. Yeah. And she falls in love with a guy, and then she finds out he's a mass murderer. And he murders people and then dresses them up like elves or something.
And then wears their skin.
Oh, brother, that got dark in a hurry. Yes, Hallmark Channel saying that they are going to air 40 brand new Christmas movies, and you won't have to wait till Christmas. They're going to start showing these things in July during what they call the Keepsake Christmas Campaign, which marks the halfway point to December 25th.
See, it's not my fault that I can't stand Christmas.
Yeah, I'm starting.
It's not my fault.
I'm on board.
Here's the thing. I was just thinking about this the other night. It's like, am I being too hard on Christmas music? The answer is no. It's not that I.
Why were you thinking about this the other night? It's April.
I get into reflective moods.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, I've had enough time. I mean, Christmas is far enough away.
Yeah, you've got the perspective.
I've got some perspective.
The distance.
There's a change in seasons.
I get it.
And I'm thinking, am I being too difficult about this? And it's like, no. Someone needs to take a stand, because these people that don't like Christmas music are hurting.
Friday, October 5th, The Christmas Song, starring Kristen Chenoweth and Scott Wolf.
If we could hear Christmas music for 2 weeks, that's one thing. Hearing it for 8 to 10 weeks,
mm-hmm.
No wonder.
Candace Cameron Bure, Lacey Chabert, all will be featured in these new movies on the Hallmark Channel. And one person commented, they went on Facebook and said, hey, we're making 40 new movies. And here's what the women are saying about the 40 new Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Here's one comment. I'll watch every last one of them. Woo-hoo. Another person says, I can't wait. I love Hallmark movies. And it's not just Hallmark. I think Netflix had a couple of these last year, too. And Lifetime, there's going to be 500 Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And it's all the same movie, right?
Yeah. It's Candyland for single women.
living in some sort of canny
You're living in a canny land. No one.
You
gotta get out of that bedroom and, you know, and tell mom and dad that you're gonna try to make it on your own.
I don't think it's just single women who enjoy these movies. I know for a fact it's not just single women who enjoy these movies.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. Former California middle school teacher. And I will say, Jenny watches them every once in a while, but her thing is, they put her to sleep. So it's, she'll have it on
minute,
because it's so bad.
It sounds to me like that's what she says about every genre.
Yeah. No, television is to make her sleepy. That's essentially it. Yeah. The only reason we have TVs in this house is to make her sleepy.
I've never seen the ending to anything.
No, I honestly.
Anything.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's a live sporting event. It doesn't matter.
If it's
an episode of The Simpsons.
Trying to power through the Game of Thrones here because the new season starts on Sunday. And I don't think she's going to make it. Cause
do you ever try turning it on? Like, do you just, like, the first thing you do in the morning?
So that our schedules are different. So.
Well, I mean, on the weekend.
That's a good idea. I mean, we might end up having to do that. It's
9 o'clock in the morning. Let's mm-hmm. watch this so you can stay awake.
I need you to power through this. What are we at? Number four? Former California middle school teacher is in trouble. She is saying that Justine Karen Nelson, who is a married 33-year-old former teacher at a middle school in Fresno, she testified in Superior.
Former teacher at 33.
Yeah. I think you know where this mm-hmm. is going.
Yeah.
Former teacher at 33 at a middle school.
If you hear that, mm-hmm. if you are at some sort of mixer,
mm-hmm.
and you hear that this person is 33 and a former teacher,
you know where my mind's going.
You're
going
to draw some conclusions,
mm-hmm.
aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? What did you do?
She claimed in court that she was pressured into giving an eighth grade student oral sex because she felt threatened that the boy would expose their relationship if she refused.
Boy, where was that pressure in my day?
She succumbed to pressure.
I was not wielding that sort of pressure.
Oh, that's the thing. How is this kid talking his middle school teacher into getting BJs?
I don't know.
Honestly, God, these kids are going to be just fine.
I don't know.
Come on. She says that he pressured her into kissing and oral sex after exchanging nearly 100 pages of Instagram messages with the boy. Kid was 13 at the time. Nelson was 31, and she acknowledged knowing that their relationship was inappropriate, but felt powerless to stop it due to potentially losing her job and custody of her kid. So the prosecutor said, "Can you show us proof of these threats?" And she goes, no, all of the coercion happened in person. Testified that the eighth grader came into her classroom at one point, pushed her onto a desk before kissing her, prompting her to scream his name before the teenager ran off. You're pushing the teacher down on the desk? You're 13 years old?
Pretty brazen.
She said she hoped her husband, who also works at the school as a gym teacher,
very brazen,
would hear the scream, but he did not. That's right. I want the gym teacher to come and watch teach. I'm into it.
I was not only thinking of just if I was being too tough on Christmas in April last night. Here's a little something that it's no revelation or anything,
yeah.
but it just goes to show you how doomed we really are and how quick time flies.
Yeah.
The Hangover 3 was made 6 years ago.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't remember the Hangover 3.
Hangover 3 is 6 years old.
Today is the 35th anniversary of Reckoning by R.E.M. getting released. That's 35 years.
I remember hearing it May 10th of 1984.
That's how things used to work. It was very rare that you would go and get a record the day it came out.
That particular...
Someone, a
friend of mine had it.
Right.
Which is only a month.
Right.
But...
I wouldn't get the record until like 1987. 88.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good. My point is, there's a splinter in my eye and it reads react, and that's what this teacher did inappropriately. She said that this kid incessantly was pressuring her to give him oral sex. She gave in to his demands.
No!
Saying that she considered herself out of options. She denied having romantic feelings for the kid, but she did say that she just really cared about him as a teacher. or I mean as a student.
And his crotch.
She was asked on the stand if she kissed the kid back, and she said, well, yeah, of course I kissed him back. And they said, is it natural instinct to kiss a child who's pushed you down on a desk? And she goes,
what are you talking about? I kissed his wiener. No more questions. You're asking me if I kissed him back on his mouth?
It's very tasty.
Five.
Haven't you been listening to what we've already established?
Here's your Perry Mason moment. What are you talking about? I kissed his wiener.
That's, and you're worried that I kissed him back on the mouth?
That's when the lawyers
have you not been
say,
paying
your Honor,
attention?
Sidebar, Your Honor. Have you not heard a goddamn word I've been saying up here? I'm blowing this kid while I'm screaming my husband's name, the gym teacher.
My life is over. You want to know if I kissed him back? No more questions.
Have you not heard a word I've said? Finally, I was not aware of this. I learned this, and I apologize if this is something everybody knows. When you tip, Darren,
mm-hmm.
when you're in a situation where you are going to tip,
mm-hmm.
do you tip on the pre-tax amount or the full the bill with the taxes?
Full bill.
That's what I do, too.
It's yeah, I just look at the bottom. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I take... Yeah,
right.
We're not supposed to, huh?
No, I guess according to etiquette...
It's okay to just
what you're
pre-tax.
Supposed to do is tip on the pre-tax amount, not the full bill.
Okay.
That's according to Emily Post. Is
Emily Post still doing her own stuff?
Well, she's been dead for
yes, that's
decades,
what I thought,
but the,
so.
It's still in the family. In fact, her granddaughter now is just putting out a new book that's all about weed etiquette. Like the polite things to do when you're smoking weed, mm-hmm. what you do and don't do.
Don't Bogart.
Yes. The Emily Post Institute says there are no rules for tipping. 15-20% is generally expected. But what you're doing is you're supposed to do is tip on the pre-tax, not the full bill. And they say if you just do this tip,
mm-hmm.
this tip, you will save about $400 a year. Now, are you dicking over the servers?
I remember one time having like a 2-for-1 offer.
Uh-huh.
But then tipping on the original cost of what things would have been.
Right.
And basically saving no money at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't tip.
When you get a buy one, get one free, you tip as if you were paying
for
two things. Yes.
Which I did.
Because the server is still bringing you two entrees.
Yes.
No, I'm with you on that.
Which I did, but after looking at it,
yeah.
I was like, I didn't save anything.
Yeah, either. Yeah.
What was the point of this?
Those coupons are designed to get you to come in and spend
money.
No,
I get it.
You know a great way to save money? Go to Kmart and Key West, steal items, return them for cash.
It's all very complicated.
That's how I made my fortunes. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
Whoa, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. You never know. There could be some very interesting things after I read this sponsorship.
I doubt it, but I
still have some random thoughts that I need
to
get to.
Oh, I look forward to the random thoughts
the
section.
Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Try an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea? Served hot or over ice, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast, as it always does, originates from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 41st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do the show for you again tomorrow around the same time.
I didn't have any additional
thoughts. Nobody suspected you did. Nobody.
Some people.
Nobody bought that. Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities.
representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Nav and board, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on,
come
man.
On, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.